The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, we're following Jesus all the way to the end here. And this is certainly the passage continues on from the passage that we had yesterday where Jesus is crying over Jerusalem. Yeah, now here as he's moving on from that scene of really loving judgment, here he comes into the temple and shuts it down. Yeah, this is a very significant event. If you we have the first reading there, the rededication of the temple, the great joy, of course, the altar being reconsecrated and so on and so forth. And you realize, yeah, Jesus kind of walking in to that scene, that kind of scene, and saying, "This is all corrupt," it's not gonna strike everybody favorably. It's like, okay, well, what exactly is off here? And as that place of the focal point of Israel's national identity, and also to some extent by this time their national ambition, the people will see the temple as the place of God's promise. Yeah, so not just simply his presence, the coming together of God and man, the coming together of heaven and earth. They see the temple as a place of God's promise. Yeah, he is with us. Yeah, and it's not exactly as though we can do no wrong, but it's like we will be okay because God is with us, right? And the temple is strongly symbolic of that reality. When Jesus comes in and says, not so fast, he is going to draw the ire of people, if for nothing other than he's stirring up everybody's insecurity. Yeah, but beyond that, it's the agendas of the day that have been caught up in the temple and have not only been, say, processed through the temple, but have made the temple do their work, right? This idea of, say, national prosperity, an armed conflict, because God is with us, armed conflict with Rome that will relieve us of this particular oppression. All because of that, Jesus has to walk into the heart of the thing. And do the work of his, say, cleansing, but really pulling the temple back to God's purposes. If he can do that, right? If he can't do that, then it has to die. It has to crumble. And in fact, we know that it will. And we're at least led to believe from a, say, theological perspective that it's precisely because it did not heed the call to peace of Christ Jesus, then it's kind of this self-willed destruction of the thing. So this is, for us as well, yeah, this is, we see Jesus on the move to bring what is God's and what really is meant to animate God's purposes. He will do anything to bring that back online. Okay, if that's true of the temple, then it's true of us. Do you know? It's true of us. Because as faithful followers of Jesus, as people into whom God's own spirit has been breathed, we are new temples, like walking temples, or we are stones of living stones of the temple, of God's own temple, his own house, which means that, yeah, he's taking our justification very seriously. Yes, he wants to not only decide in our favor, but he wants us to live in such manner that we live in the favor of God, right? And that our lives then sing his praise and accomplish his purposes. So this is for us, when we see the zeal of Jesus in the temple, in an event that will precipitate his death, we know that he's no less zealous for our hearts and our minds and our bodies and our souls, right? He wants us whole and entire, and he's willing to do anything that it takes, he will do anything that love can do in order to accomplish our salvation, in order to accomplish our election, right? The claiming of us for the purposes of God. And so we give ourselves, we know that there are, there are any number of artifacts in our own culture that would otherwise pull us into, say, the worship of counterfeit gods. We know that there are any number of distractions and temptations and the rest for us. We want to be a people dedicated totally to God, live totally for his purposes. Yet this requires a day in, day out vigilance that this end of the year is calling us to. Yeah, so it's ours, morning after morning, and certainly day after day, to pray our way into praise of God, to pray our way into dedication of God, to give ourselves over to Jesus, whole and entire, and to pledge ourselves, dedicate ourselves to be loyal to him, to give allegiance to him, in that walk that would have God truly be the center of our hearts and lives. And this is then when we get to do the temple work of really building up a civilization of love. Yeah, but it's going to happen here and now, or it's not going to happen at all. It's going to happen here and now in the hearts of the faithful, dedicating themselves to God and his purposes, living totally for him, or that civilization of love will not come about. Yeah, except in the kind of jolting scene of Jesus's return. Right, if we're not prepared for it, it's going to happen anyway. It'll come on us like a violence. Yeah, but we want to live into again the plan and purpose of God now, so as to hasten the coming of God's kingdom and the return of the King. It's ours to enthrone the King here and now in our hearts. And just as the martyrs Andrew Dunlop and the rest of the Vietnamese martyrs give witness, it's ours to give ourselves to the King, to follow wherever it is he leads, even if it costs us everything. And if it costs us everything, blessed are we. Now we could, because we know that we were then in it for him and him alone. But we can live that dynamic of martyrdom today, that dynamic that gives new life always to the church from age to age. Our dedication, though we may not be killed, our dedication also today to Christ Jesus can be complete as we trust and follow him in all things.